Hello, everyone. Lovely to be with you. So, if you can either close your eyes or turn your gaze inward and rest as presence. Welcome your experience, whichever way it appears to you in this moment, without doing anything, without any reference to the past or the future. This effortless welcoming without knowing, without engaging the mind. It's not necessary right now. Awareness is hearing these words appears in awareness effortlessly. There is possibly awareness of stillness, awareness of an inner quiet. Awareness is always on board. That which neither comes nor goes. The being factor, the knowing element. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to do anything in order to be aware and to be aware that you are aware. This awareness is alive, takes on the form of the breath. Various sensations, thoughts. And irrespective of the forms which it takes, it is alive within itself. From itself to itself. It knows it is. It knows that it knows. What may appear to you and the impression of movement may appear to you, but you don't move. You don't go anywhere. Because you are nowhere and everywhere. Everything appears within you, consciousness. So simply invite yourself to this recognition, awareness, awaring itself. There is a deep relaxation in this restfulness of consciousness resting within itself. The mind is invited to rest. In the peace of being. The world appears within this formless awareness. Which is its reality. Its essence. Nothing is happening to awareness. Nothing is happening to you. You, this aware presence, the mind is empty. The heart is full. A few words about the emptiness teachings, Shunyata. In our inquiry, about what am I? What is reality? We usually start with, I am this person. This body mind, this son or daughter, and as we look deeply into that belief, we realize that I am not the body which I perceive or I experience. I am not the mind, the thoughts, the memories which I perceive. I am not the form which I perceive. Neti, neti, I am not this, I am not that. We may come to a premature conclusion. That nothing is real. I do not exist. The world does not exist. Nothing exists. Nothing is. Which is a partial understanding. Which I refer to as nihilism. But the emptiness teachings go beyond that. They go beyond the emptiness. Because right now you're aware. And you know you're aware. And that is not nothing. That is everything. In time, as we go beyond nihilism, we come to the understanding that there is something which is everything. There is reality, this aware presence, which is borderless, universal. It is empty in that there are no things separate from it. And yet it is not empty because everything is it. In the absence of things, in the absence of thoughts, in the absence of hearing, perceiving, you do not disappear. This emptiness is a full emptiness. One could say it is full of peace and inner tranquility, love. Understanding. It is empty of separate objects. But it's not nothing. It is everything. So you, when you refer to yourself as I, you are referring to this totality. It is totality which is referring to itself as I. I am, and I know that I am. This body-mind experience appears to I, appears to consciousness. this entire human experience is about the understanding experiential understanding about your universal reality, your universal beingness, absolute freedom, which is unopposed, for a while it may seem that you are in the dream, a character in the dream, a mother, a father, a son, a daughter in the dream. But in time you realize that you are the awareness of the dream. And the impression that you are subject to various conditions dissolves in your understanding. So keep turning your attention to the source whenever you're inspired to do so. Because the source is inviting you to itself. From itself to itself. You are inviting yourself to your recognition in this moment. So if you have any questions, anything you would like to explore, make sure you unmute yourself and raise your hand.